did enjoy it. I am simply saying that they must have had him stand on a box for certain scenes so that their height discrepancy was less obvious. I imagine it was the only way to keep both of their faces in some of the shots. I find the notion of just seeing the top of his head next to her very amusing, however. This has been a very enjoyable evening. In truth, I have found all of our evenings very enjoyable. Perhaps we could return to my home and continue enjoying the evening together. Oh, and I was going to tell you, I carried a refrigerator home from that place on the corner this morning, and prior to our date, I purchased plates, utensils, and food preparation materials, a cutting board, mixing bowls, various knives. You will no longer need to keep those meal replacement bars in your car for when you stay the night. I have never tested them, but I assume the microwave and oven work. I know that you have already eaten tonight, but for the future we can make you proper meals when you stay with me. I know I did not have to. I wanted to. Besides, perhaps doing so will encourage you to stay more nights. That is very sweet. I am happy to be your primary incentive. Then perhaps we should return so that I may act as a further imperative. Yes, provocative subtext is an art form I have been attempting to cultivate. Is it working? On you is where it truly matters. I would like to...
Weapon. Danger.
All right. You know how this goes. You, wallet. You, tin girl, give me the put.
Don't. Please. Please don't.
No. Subject remains a threat unless I...
Please, I'm sorry. Don't.
Leave. Are you all right? Fine. I am fine. The knife? Oh, yes. It seems I am. Perhaps we should head home. No, I do not. Because there is nothing to talk about. Because it is over. And in what way precisely was my reaction excessive? There was a threat. I removed the threat. And I did not neutralize him. Kill him. I did not kill him. May we please go home? I simply wish to go home. No. You may stay the night if you wish. Perhaps it would be best if you begin your sleep cycle now. I must attend to some chores. No. Because I do not want or need your help. Go to bed. I will be in soon. Please. The activity will help me center my thoughts. No. I still do not wish to. I simply need some time to process. Thank you. I will be in later. Good night. The spoons too. Yes, I could. Yes, spoons too many. Oh, I thought you were going to sleep. I apologize for the noise. Return to bed and I will be more quiet. Removing potential dangers. Silverware still has a sufficient edge to cause damage. Yes, they are. My self-repair kit includes items that might be used to puncture and stab. Why? Because. Because it is necessary. Because of what I can do with them. Because of what I might do with them. Oh dear. I seem to have developed a tremor in my arms. This is not supposed to happen. I feel as though I am damaged, but I have sustained no injuries. Yes, sitting may help me assess what is happening. It seemed obvious a moment ago. I should have told you already. Since I was reclassified, I have gone out of my way to avoid being in close proximity to blades and edged tools. The purchasing of cutlery was a very large step for me. You did not know because I gave you no indications. That was a deliberate decision. Perhaps it was a deception. I did not want you to know. And then the mugger came and my old design patterns activated and I have perfect recall. I remember them, all of them. I do not want to have another to remember. In that moment, though, I wanted to. I was supposed to. I had to make myself stop. Is that what I am? I am better at ending lives than any other aspect of my existence. It is literally what I was made to do. What if I am simply pretending that I am not a killer anymore? What if that is all I am? That is kind, but it seems it is not as simple as that. Since the war, I have said many times that what happened was necessary. It was a matter of orders and design. One does what they must in the situation they are placed in, with the resources available. I always believed that was enough for me. I thought I was all right. I cannot imagine doing you any harm, but I am terrified of having access to a blade. They remind me. They put me in an old mindset I do not wish to return to. They make me someone I never want to be again. Tell me, does what I said frighten you? Because it frightens me. Do not say those words!
not right now. I do not want to hear them because you pity me or simply desire to make me feel better. You will, but you will require them to prepare meals. Perhaps we could get a lockbox that only you had the key to, or... Very well. I am sorry. Thank you, then. Yes, I will continue to make an exception for the repair kit. I may need to remove it myself. However, I do not wish for you to retrieve it from a box full of blades. No, I can. As long as you do remove them. No, I am all right. For now, at least. Would you hold me? And perhaps kiss me? I wish to feel like I am alive. Like I am not a tool. And that is why I am happy you are here to hold me. Because I know I am more than that to you. I can trust in that. I was not in balance before. I was not rational. I am now. And I know what I want. And that is what I want. What I need right now. To choose. To make a choice I know is mine. I wish to be the person I have chosen to be, and not the thing I was made to be. And I wish to be it with you. Perhaps this is a strange emotional transference, but I wish to be intimate. I want you right now, very intensely. I wish to feel like the woman I know you see me as. Is that a poor reason for sexual contact? Desire. I suddenly feel myself having that in abundance. My hands, they are shaking again, but the reason is different. Welcome, even. Oh, when did shirt buttons become so difficult to operate? Do you have your overnight bag? And do you have any sentimental attachment to this shirt? Excellent. I need you. Take this off me. Please. Put your hands on me. Everywhere. Oh, let me get these down. Do you like that? Am I gripping you too tightly? I wish to see you feel good from my touch. I know my fingers are colder than your body, but I hope... Oh, wonderful. And these... I have been doing research, and I have discovered men enjoy a variety of forms of stimulation to the to the balls. Tell me what feels good, please. Oh, yes. I want to know each and everything that gives you pleasure so that I can provide it more effectively. Please. Inform me before you are going to achieve climax. I want to stimulate you this way, but
I find myself anticipating the feeling of you inside me as well. Can you do that for me? Can you hold yourself back so that I can feel you penetrate me? Soon. Because of... Ha! Is it common for humans to be stimulated physically by their partners expressing their desires? Oh, thank you for holding back for me. I want more. More. Very badly. Stay still. I wish to straddle your lap and... Oh, yes, yes. Rock your hips, please. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me see your eyes. I want to see them while we do this. Oh, please touch me with your hand. Oh, but use this one to hold mine. Oh, this rocking and grinding. Oh, it is intense. Oh, please keep looking into my eyes. Oh, yes. Your kisses are a most enjoyable sensation everywhere. Oh, yes. Yes, faster. Oh, I require your urgency. I need it. Show me how much you... Keep pace with me. Yes, I believe I could do this all night and enjoy it as much at the end as now. Oh, but I see the tension in your face. Are you holding back? Please do not. I want to feel your release. Feel the warmth when you... Oh, yes. Yes. There it is. Oh. Ah. That was precisely what I needed. May I sit here in your lap for a little longer? I enjoy feeling you and looking at you in this post-coital state. I hope I look as content as you do. Yes. I know that I am still damaged by my previous experiences that will not simply go away. Not even in the face of your remarkable capabilities. But for now, I feel better. Stable. Grounded. I feel like the me I have made of myself. Well, I still have the refrigerator now. Perhaps there is finger food you might store here? Thank you. Thank you for understanding and for the promise to remove the box and the much-needed coupling. I have never understood why that is deemed inappropriate. I would certainly not be offended if you thanked me for it. You are most welcome. Do you still feel compelled to say those words? You do not have to. I do not want you to, unless you are completely certain you mean them. But if you are, you may. That pleases me, as I believe I love you as well.